At the National Farm Machinery Show, one of the product areas that's on display that people may not necessarily think of right off the bat when they think of the show is products on display by Westphalia Surge. These are products geared to the dairy industry, and with me to talk about what they have on display here is Jerry Quellhorst, who's a performance sales specialist for the company. And Jerry, I understand you've got some, especially some new products here on display.
Yes, we do, Chuck. We have new automatic detachers. We have new milk metering devices, and in fact, some products that are not officially on the market, but we are showing here at the show today. And we have other products that have recently come out in the last year also on display.
So I understand that you have been involved with the show for a number of years. How does this show work for you in terms of connecting with your customers?
This show is an excellent show. The company, Westphalia Surge, the Westphalia company and the Surge company came together in March of 99. So we've combined and do our displaying at the show. This show is one of our major shows in the as far as all of America, since it is one of the largest. We send probably half of our crew to Tulare, California, and the other half of the marketing team, we come down here to Louisville, since they run typically concurrently.
Well, and they are, and I wish I could be there, but you can't be two places at once, like you said. From the standpoint of dairy producers who come out to this event, obviously it must there must be quite a few that do show up that are looking for what's new and fit in with the mix, I think, of all the other types of farmers out there that are looking for equipment.
Yes, there are. In fact, it draws from quite of an area of the United States. Just today I was visiting with dairymen from Georgia, from South Carolina, from Michigan, from Maine, from Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota. So it draws from quite an area. So these people are people coming in. They are dairy people, dairy farmers, and they do come in. They stop by to see what we have in new products, and that's what we try to reach the market is by introducing, promoting, and showing our new products that we have on market.
Well, you mentioned when we start out some of what you have that's new here. When you talk about the automatic detachers, for example, you know, I think that that is an area that, as I've gotten to know more about the dairy industry myself, is certainly one that is drawing a lot of interest, and I have had the chance to see some of those types of technologies in operation in some experimental ways. How well is that performing, and what does that offer as an advantage or benefit to your customer?
The new detacher line is a complete family that can grow from a basic detacher up into a milk yield monitoring, so it's something that's within plus minus 5%, which is not ICAR or DHI approved for dairymen that just want a pretty good general idea what their cows are giving, up to our official approved metering devices that are approved by ICAR, approved by DHI, so that they can have official records. All of them can be connected to our soft plan, our software dairy plan, so that they can monitor the cows. And as herds get larger, it's more important to monitor each cow. So because sometimes, you know, high input costs such as corn, they need to monitor if a cow is truly making them money or not. And with the technology that we have, we can offer that to them.
Well, I wanted to ask about how that might or does it integrate with, you know, the computerized systems that we have, which, as I understand, can even transmit information back to a database. And so we're really getting a very integrated system, and these new types of technologies are just, it's all working together.
Yes, it is. And people can, since it is on a PC and they're Windows-based, dairymen could, in fact, be from Kentucky, from Ohio. They could be out at the Tulare Farm Show, go online with their laptop, and see what is going on back in their dairy back here in the Midwest, and see it going on live. Actually seeing the, you know, as the cows come into the parlor and see the detachers and the amount of milk they're giving, they can monitor their herd for breeding as far as activity. They can monitor their herd for conductivity, for mastitis control. So the technology world is there, and we as a company have always tried to be a leader in offering technology. Meters are not new. They've been with the company far longer than I have, and I've been with the company 14 years. So It's not new, but we keep improving every year. It is advancing technology that we're working with.
Well, one of the things I've done since I've been more involved in the information delivery in this industry is subscribe to a Google News alert for the word dairy. And one that keeps popping up, it seems like, every few days or weeks since last year's World Dairy Expo, is a story about this robotic milker, which in some of these publications that have written about it, they're not dairy publications. They found it to be unique, or in one case they used the word weird. But really, when it comes to robotics and using those in dairy production, this isn't something really unusual at this point, right?
No, it's not. You know, there are companies that are researching it. We're researching it. Our company is a worldwide company, and a lot of our technology, the advanced systems, does come from our Germany operations, where our world headquarters are. So they're looking into that. In North America, North America 3A standards are still having difficulties accepting what happens to that milk when there's no cows visiting the robotic milker. So we try to automate the equipment and do everything automatically, but we're not truly ready for the North American market yet. We're waiting to see how that part plays out. In the meantime, our rotary parlors, our parallel parlors, our herringbone parlors, we're fully automated with them, and literally the dairyman just, you know, prep the cow and attach, and the rest goes on automatic there. One product that we have that we're introducing also is the ear tag identification for automatic ID. Because of the national animal ID, and in fact in Michigan, they're required coming March 1st to have these tags on, so that we've been researching and developing equipment that can read those tags so that when they have animal ID, they can just have one tag instead of to wear two.
Well, is there anything else about what Westphalia Surge is doing right now that you would like to point out to producers that we didn't touch on?
That is some of what's going on. We have automatic sort gates. We have new lines in our T-dips and our hygiene lines. We're expanding our cooling lines as far as instant cooling milk. So we're always trying to be on the forefront, advancing as dairymen advance and trying to make their operations more efficient is staying up with that technology.
Well, I sure appreciate taking the time here. That's Jerry Quellhorst with Westphalia Surge. We're at the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.